This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما وأما الجدار فكانت لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة وجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وسنقول له من أمرنا يسرا ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا قال ما مكني فيه ربي خير فعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكا وكان وعد ربي حقا وتركنا بعدهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات فردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا خلق الله الذي
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي First of all, praise due to Allah, who nourish our sustainer and provider, and peace and salutations be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just urge everyone just to sit a bit closer, inshallah, because today we're very, very fortunate at Masjid al-Bahr in Strandfontein to have a person in the caliber of Sheikh Hafiz Muhammad Murad. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Murad, he studied under the esteemed teacher of Quran in Cape Town, known as Sheikh Salih Abadi. He memorized the Holy Quran at the tender age of 11 years old. Allahu Akbar. And the Arabs, when they heard Sheikh Murad recite the Quran, they fell on their backs. The how he pronounces his letters, the makharij, and the beautiful way he recites, may Allah bless him. And when Sheikh recites, then I always think of the hadith, Man qara al-Qur'an wa amarun bihi ma safratil kiram al-barara. Those who read the Qur'an in an excellent manner, they will be with the select angels, company of the select angels. May Allah bless Sheikh Murad, inshallah. Amen. And then Sheikh studied 10 years in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the blessed city. Our brothers and our sisters, they go for 6 weeks away. When they go for Hajj, they come back, we welcome them back. Imagine a person that spent 10 years of his youth for the sake of Allah, acquiring knowledge of the deen of Islam. Allahu Akbar, came back in the service of humanity in Salt River Mosque, known as Muhammadiyya Mosque, for 8 years serving there. And then the first time I saw Sheikh was when Sheikh was at Zinatul Islamiyya Mosque, that's in Buka, New Street. That's District 6. And Sheikh served there for 29 years. Allahu Akbar. When I was there, the first impression that I got of Sheikh, when I heard Sheikh's speech on a Friday, and I always thought, how difficult is it to be the Imam of New Street Mosque? It was known New Street Mosque, because all the Jama'as used to come there, the Tabligh Jama'ah. Friday, then they stay over until Saturday. And the people used to come in their droves to listen to Sheikh. Allahu Akbar. And my first impression, I said, Ya Allah, this man must have an LLB. He must be a lawyer. Allahu Akbar. The way he lays out his talk in such a way, the process that he follows, a person is just impressed. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless Sheikh. Always well prepared, always very professional. May Allah protect Sheikh so that he can carry on with a very good work, inshallah. Sheikh was the first person to start the anti-drug march in South Africa. And now, alhamdulillah, he's a roving ambassador of Islam. So today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the presence of Sheikh Hafiz Muhammad Murad. May Allah bless him with good health, with khair and barakah, inshallah. and we listen attentively so we can maximize in benefit. Wa akhri da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
استغفر الله العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise, thanks and gratitude is due to Allah, Lord of the universe. All mercy, blessings, salutations, love and compassion on our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Respected Imam, respected Jamaat, brothers and sisters, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. First of all, the introduction was not really needed. Whenever I'm introduced in that fashion, my response is always, Hadha min fadli Rabbi. Nothing comes but through the virtue of Allah. Whatever I have done and whatever I'm doing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm glad that they took a long time. It makes my lecture shorter for the introduction. But before I go any further into my topic, allow me to firstly tender an apology to Dr. Sheikh Ridwan, president of the organization, the Musallis, the Board of Trustees, the Jamaat, for a misunderstanding that we had during the month of June, where I was supposed to come here and there was a misunderstanding with the dates, so I went somewhere else. My humble apologies, and I hope you will accept my apology, inshallah. Directly to the topic. And as you have seen, the topic is conduct as part of our iman, part of our faith. Why this particular topic in specific? As we heard, people are coming back from Hajj, and we welcome them. And we say Hajj al-Mabrur or Hajj al-Maqbool. And you come back as if you have been just born. But let us understand one thing, that every act of ibadah that has been made compulsory, it is not just the act of ibadah per se. It is the underlying wisdom, the underlying significance of that act of compulsory. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us beautifully. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. You be conscious of Allah wherever you go. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. وَخَالِقُ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Whatever you do wrong, if you err, just follow it up with good deeds. Ask Allah to forgive you. And you show the ethic and the character to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is good behavior. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went further by saying, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ لَيُدْرِكَ بِحُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ ذَرَجَةُ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That a person through his great character can reach the status of a person that is fasting and continuously praying. That was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Quran. But beyond that, for us to establish our character understand why, what is the wisdom of our salah. Salah is not a mere exercise. We teach our children, alhamdulillah, every single night, come read your kalima, come read ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, read your shahada, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah, wa iqamis salah, wa ita'iz zakah, wa sawmi ramadan, wa hajj baytillahi al-haram, read amantu billah, we read alhamdulillah, beautiful. Sometimes they stutter and they battle to read it. They understand it. But did we really teach them the meaning of your shahada? Did you teach them the meaning of wa iqamis salah? Whenever did we tell our children, okay, it's compulsory, it's fard, you must make salah 5 times a day. But when did we ever tell them, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar? Did we teach them that? That verily the salah is a preventative measure from doing anything wrong, lewdness, or saying something wrong. In other words, the salah is a training ground for you in your character to display your humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're displaying your humbleness. You're not just saying Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are the greatest, but you're displaying it. You go and you bow to Allah, and then you go into sujood, and you go prostrate to Allah, and you say, I'm demonstrating why I'm saying to you, oh Allah, Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. Did we ever teach our children, through your salah you gain humbleness? Through your salah, arrogance go away from you. Through your salah, you learn to respect the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot respect the creator and not the creation of Allah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. We hear it on a Friday. Teach that to our children, because that is the underlying wisdom and significance of it. Because if it does not impact on your life, my dear brothers and sisters, then salah becomes a mere exercise. Then you might as well just go to the gym and stay there. Do the exercise, up and down, kiss the ground, that's it. Because it has no impact whatsoever. How many times do we find that we exit our salah, whether it is in a masjid or at home, we just come out of a salah and all of a sudden there is swearing and fighting going on. What did the salah do to us? Nothing. So it is your intention how you go into your salah. For the sake of Allah, to satisfy your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The essence of salah is to shun evil, to be pure in yourself, to abandon foul language. We all say after our salah, we say, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Everybody knows the dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Our beloved Prophet, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, erected the Kaaba with his son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And what did they say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh, Allah accepted. They didn't take it for granted that he's accepted. But when does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your salah? In al-hadith al-Qudsi, narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, إِنَّمَا أَتَقَبَّلُ الصَّلَاةِ. In very simple Arabic terminology, إِنَّمَا أَتَقَبَّلُ الصَّلَاةِ, I will accept the salah from who? مِمَّنْ تَوَاضَعَ بِهَا لِعَظَمَتِي. The one who can humble himself to my majesty. You humble yourself to my majesty. That's first and foremost. The next category in that same statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَمْ يَسْتَطِلْ عَلَى خَلْقِي. You have bowed down to my majesty. You humble yourself. But Allah says, and you did not show arrogance or superiority over my creation. It's all part of one hadith. It goes further. وَلَمْ يُبِتْ مُصِرًّا عَلَى مَعْصِيَتِي. And you do not go to bed at night determined that I will continue sinning and transgressing. وَقَطَعَ النَّهَارَ فِي ذِكْرِي. And during the day, he spends the time remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And moreover, I will accept the salah. Remember this, the hadith starts, إِنَّمَا أَتَقَبَّلُ الصَّلَةِ. Moreover, the one who shows, وَرَحِمَ الْمَسَاكِينَ, who shows mercy and compassion to the poor, to
to the needy, to the widow, and to those that are afflicted. Look at the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want your salah accepted? This is what happens after your salah. How you behave after your salah. During your salah, you pay attention. You can't look right, you can't look left, you can't scratch, you can carry on with the salah. Focus 100% on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you exit your salah, focus on the creation of Allah, your character. What did the salah really teach you? Take for instance your zakah. You give charity, you give zakah. Alhamdulillah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran about sadaqat and zakah? خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from them their charity. Why? Because the charity will cleanse them and purify them. We look at giving zakah, Allah is going to purify my wealth. No. Look at your heart to be purified. Look at your compassion to be purified. Look at your kindness to be purified. It is not just about your wealth. It's about you as a person. What drove you to give that zakah? What motivated you to give it? My compassion. My love for my fellow being. I cannot see poor people. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. That's number two. You have your sadaqat, you have your zakah, then you have your salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and he broadens the scope of charity. Now you might say, I don't have any nisab for zakah. I don't have enough to give charity. I am poor myself. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to you, as a human being, تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. If you can just give a smile to your brother, this is very important, sincere smile, okay? Not the one that you show the teeth and you bite afterwards. A sincere smile to your brother, that is a charity. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. And كَنَّلَ مَبْرُوسُ مُنُونِي أَمْلِي فُرُومِينَ سَلَا تَسْمَيُوا مِنِّنِي. I said, Sheikh, it's a Sheikh Musadaqa Makhne. Kanala, please. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهِيكَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. If you can advise and tell people what is good and what is forbidden, then it's a charity. You don't have to give money to be charitable. And so Rasulullah ﷺ goes further. To remove any obstacle that will hurt somebody from the road, wherever they are walking or driving, that is a charity. To give someone from your glass to another glass and say, drink, that is a charity. If somebody stops you outside and say, I am lost, I don't have a GPS, I'm lost, guide me, where do I go? Don't play the fool with a man and say, go right, go left, go right. Show him where it is. That's a sadaqah. That's all in the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even a splinter that you can remove from the street, we take the banana peel and we throw it in the street so people can fall. But if you take this in a literal sense, and you take it a bit further, then you say people put obstacles in your life to make your life difficult. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, remove the obstacle to make the life of everybody easy. This is part of charity. If we look at just zakah, it is fard. No, there is a greater underlying current here that we must understand and teach it to our children. My dear brothers and sisters, we come out of the month of Ramadan not too long ago. You do remember Ramadan, eh? It's a few months ago. What does Ramadan teach us? To abstain from food, to abstain from drink, to abstain from water? No. That was just part of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes it very clear. مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدْعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. If you cannot abstain and leave alone vain talk and indulge in it, if you can't leave it alone, then Allah does not want you to leave your food and your drink. In other words, you might as well eat. How many of us are fasting during the day and tonight? We forgot we have fasted. We even break our fast with a cigarette. Today I stayed without the cigarette the whole day. I can't stay without it tonight. We can try to control ourselves during the day, but tonight we're going to fight like cat and dog. Where did you control yourself? Where's the self-control? Where is the character that is built into the siyam? So we're looking at salah, we're looking at sadaqat, we're looking at now siyam. Everything has a built-in mechanism to bring out the best character out of the human being, not just out of a Muslim. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لَيْسَ الصِّيَامُ عَنِ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ إِنَّمَا الصِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّهُ وَالرَّفَثِ. Siyam, fasting, is not just about abandoning your drink and your food. No. The true fasting is the one who can control himself from lahu, from vain talk, and from ugliness. To be in control. So come the day of Eid, then we forgot we have fasted. And everything that we have done during the month of Ramadan, the salat, the taraweeh, the dhikrullah, everything goes by the wayside on the day of Eid. Where is the character? Where is the beauty of siyam that he should have taught us to be humble? My dear brothers and sisters, you can fast Ramadan, 10 days of Shawwal, 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, 10 days of Muharram, but if it doesn't impact on you, then your fasting means absolutely nothing. It means nothing. It must have an impact on the human being. All ibadat that Allah has made fard on us is teaching us it is fard to have a good character. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِشْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I'm going to ask you the question, why did Rasulullah, why was he sent to us? Oh, you're going to say, oh, the Prophet ﷺ came with the deen of Islam, with the tawheed, etc., etc. The Prophet himself makes a statement, I came to perfect good conduct. That was my job. Did the Prophet ﷺ fail in his job? No. نَشْهَدُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَنَّكَ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ. We bear witness and testify that you have delivered your message, O Rasulullah. May Allah give you the best of rewards and the highest, and for us in your company, inshallah, the day of Qiyamah. Our brothers and sisters come back from Hajj. And we say, Hajjun Mabroor, Hajjun Maqbool. You've come back like your newborn baby. All that, alhamdulillah. Ask them to ask Allah to forgive you as well. But what does Allah say about Hajj in itself in the Quran? Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. This is what happens when you are on Hajj. And what does that mean? Whosoever is on Hajj, no foul language, no evil deeds, no arguments. When you are ihram, you are being trained. You must watch your tongue. Watch your thoughts. No arguments. Witness, my dear brothers and sisters, personally witness how people fight over food in Mina. While in ihram still. What did the Hajj teach you? Yes, Hajj al-Mabrur. What is Hajj al-Mabrur? A righteous Hajj. A Hajj there is no rafath, no fusuq, no jidal. Your character has been enhanced, your character has been developed, and you come back and you bring that benefit, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, and you bring it back to the people. When you go and welcome the Hujjaj, don't ask about what went wrong. Speak about the positives, that you can learn how it was to be in that multitude and that vestige of people that were there, that you could, alhamdulillah, have patience with the one that stands with his hands on the side, the one that doesn't make salah like you, the one that doesn't look like you, the one that's not the same color like you, the one might not have a bank balance like you, but all of you could stand together and you've learned what it is to be united. As one ummah. Coming back and bring back that message. And how to behave towards one another. The amount of patience and perseverance that you find while you are on Hajj. While you are in Ihram. If you are in the vicinity of Makkah al-Mukarramah, there is certain restrictions upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you enter the area of the Haram of Makkah, that precincts, you cannot hunt. No trees can be uprooted. You cannot fight. You cannot kill animals. This is all the restrictions that's been put on you. All for you to self-restrain. But to self-restrain, you must introspect. You must go inside yourself. Standing on Arafat is one thing. Asking for forgiveness is one thing. What you're asking for forgiveness for is another thing. My dear brothers and sisters, we are in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Soon we will bid farewell to a year of our lives. They've taken a chunk of your life. Assess your character. Assess your behavior. How do you address your human being? How do you see a human being? How do you speak to the human being? Starting from the home. Starting from the home. Spouses with one another. Children with parents. Parents with children. Brothers and sisters. Aunties and uncles. Grandfathers, grandmothers. Start there with the family. Because a strong family brings about a strong society. A strong society will bring about a strong global ummah. So start there with the character within the home. How do you speak to one another? My dear brothers and sisters, I say this much, and I say it over and over. You can make salah 100 times. You can make tahajjud. You can make any type of salah that you want to. But if your character is not right, then your salah means nothing. If you cannot guarantee your neighbor safety from your tongue and not swearing at them, and not gossiping at them, not slandering at them, then your ibadat means nothing. And that was stated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Sahaba comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah, here is this lady, you know, she is known for kathrat al-salah, for kathrat al-siyam, for kathrat al-sadaqah, abundance of salah, abundance of sadaqah, abundance of fasting, hajj and everything. Walakin innaha tu'zi jaraha. But she always, always hurt her neighbors. She slanders them. She speaks bad about them. She swears at them. You know what was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not mine. I'm not here to judge anybody. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he up in now. She's in Jahannam. All her salah and zakah, all that means nothing. Then they say, Ya Rasulullah, fulanatum. There is one lady who has just, she just do the important things, the salah, the siyam. There's not a lot, not an abundance. But everybody is at peace with her. Everybody loves her because the way she treats people. What was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's response? Here fil Jannah. That person is in Jannah. That is what we need to work at, my brothers and sisters. It is not just the ibadah per se. It is for us to be able to understand al-haya'u wal-iman qurana'a jami'an. Iza rufi'a ahaduhuma, rufi'a al-akhar. Shame and iman, they are inseparable twins. If the one goes, the other one will go. So let us have that good character. Let us have that good behavior. And let us develop that through our ibadah. Know that when Allah made salah compulsory, Allah made tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar compulsory. When Allah made siyam compulsory, He made anil lahwi wal rafath, He made it compulsory. When He made Hajj compulsory, He says, La rafatha wa la fusuqa wa la jidala fil Hajj. He made that compulsory. So in other words, the development of our character comes through our ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity and understanding to do whatever we do for the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not want to be bankrupt the day of Qiyamah. You do not want to be bankrupt. And when I ask you what is the meaning of bankruptcy, you're going to say, if you don't have money in the bank, I'm bankrupt, I don't have money. No, no. You can read the Quran. You can make zikrullah day after day. You can siyam. You can go on hajj. You can go on umrah 100 times. But when you come in front of Allah with all that, your good deeds, and then in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانَ شَتَمَ هَذَا شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. Can you imagine you come in front of Allah with all that good deeds, but in the same time, you've been swearing at people, you've been gossiping about people, you've been slandering people, and what else? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and you took the life of people, and you stole from people their properties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, fine, let's take all that good deeds and let's give it to those whom you oppressed and you stole from and you hurt in the process. You will be bankrupt. Bankrupt of what? Of good deeds. You don't want to be bankrupt in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't have any more good, then of their bad will be given to you until you end up where? In the Jahannam. May Allah protect us, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be a shafi' for us the day of Qiyamah insha'Allah. But the one who's going to be in the closest proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his neighborhood, stated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أَحَاسِينُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Those who have the best character, you'll be in my vicinity. You'll be living in my neighborhood. You'll be living there by me. When you lift up your head, you say, MashaAllah, there's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because I am living the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those that have been on Hajj, a Hajj al-Mabroor, a Hajj al-Maqbool, insha'Allah, and all the benefits that they have accrued, let them bring it back to us and inspire us. Those who've been there and those who've not been there to be able to afford to go on Hajj, insha'Allah, sooner rather than later. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant those that have passed on a high place in Jannah, insha'Allah. For all those that are sick, may Allah grant them the health and strength, insha'Allah. And for all those that are suffering in the world, especially Palestine, Sudan, wherever it might be, that Allah bring ease to them and victory to them, insha'Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
تكبير 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 We say Jazakallah to Sheikh Hafiz Muhammad Murad for those beautiful words. Allahu Akbar, highlighting the philosophy and the inner dimensions of ibadah as a conduit to the refinement of character. May Allah grant us all good character, insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sheikh Murad a long life filled with goodness and good health, insha'Allah, so he can continue to being the ambassador of Islam and a roving ambassador for us all, insha'Allah. Jazakallah, Sheikh. Some announcements. My beloved brothers, special dua requests for all those who have passed on. May Allah grant them a high place in Jannah. And those who are not experiencing the best of health, may Allah grant them a speedy recovery. And we always mention our Imam, Sheikh Abu Bakr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a complete recovery, inshallah. And my wife that has taken ill, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a speedy recovery, inshallah. Ameen. There's also a request here. Please make dua for Fadil Buta Ali, the Baal of Buta Ali, inshallah, is sick in hospital, Melomed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him also speedy recovery. And then there's a Umrah greeting as well. MashaAllah, it's a beautiful card, but it's very small. So I, Muhammad Sulaiman, MashaAllah, I've got the name, will be leaving for Umrah, inshallah, ameen. And departure is the 3rd of July, inshallah, at 10 o'clock. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him, inshallah, Hajj Maqbool, I mean Umrah Maqbool, except all his A'malu Salihat, inshallah, ameen. So he's very fortunate immediately after the Hajj season to be going for Umrah, inshallah. Then Jazakallah to the community for their contributions. Last week's Jummah collection was 5,138 rand. May Allah increase you in the rizq, inshallah, ameen. My beloved brothers, every family, inshallah, there is a card. With Ibrahim Darwaz, have a card there. We mentioned it last week or the week before for the madrasa, inshallah. We're busy upgrading the madrasa. It's for upgrading the education of our learners, our children for the future. So we're almost done, inshallah. Please make sure every family has a card, a collection card. So if you don't have one, alhamdulillah, we managed to print some extras for everyone to get a reward, inshallah, the barakah of that, inshallah, ameen. And then there's an eight session positive parenting workshop that is starting in July from the 18th. That's a Thursday. So it's 9 o'clock in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon. It's from the 18th. It's for 8 sessions. It runs from the 18th of July until the 5th of September. It will take place right here in the hall, Masjid Hall, inshallah. I mean, for further details, we will leave the number there at the back. Ms. Scott, inshallah, you can contact her for bookings. And then, alhamdulillah, tomorrow evening, because we're still in June, youth. It's the youth month, Allahu Akbar. So we're having a games evening for all the youth. It is for everyone between the ages of 15 and 25. There's adults that want to assist. Don't worry, we can camouflage you as 25, inshallah.
You can contact Brother Faiz Sheikh, inshallah, and that is going to take place this Saturday, inshallah. That is immediately after Isha, inshallah. We want all the learners or the youth that is between the ages of 15 and 25 to please come. Last week they had a fantastic, not last week, the last time we had a games evening, the kids really, really enjoyed themselves, and they're in the right company. They're right here by the masjid, some pep talks by the youth themselves, and they engage with like-minded people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone, inshallah. Parents, please ensure that your kids that age, that they're here, inshallah. And then Thursday evening, dhikr takes place here at Majrub Bahar, as well as the blow dhaka. Once again, we say jazakallah to Sheikh Hafiz Muhammad Rad for that beautiful lecture today. May Allah bless him, inshallah, as well as his family. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا
قوة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، لقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. دفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن الكريم وتقبل مني ومنكم تلاوته، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم.
اللهم صل وسلم أزد وأتم ونعم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وأشرف مبارك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين.
الحمد لله كما يجب علينا من حمده وتعظيمه، ونشكره سبحانه على إحسانه وإنعامه وتكريمه، ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن نزغات الشيطان وتوهيمه. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطيعوه، فإن طاعته أقوم وأقوى، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. ثم اعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في كتابه العزيز: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صاحب الوجه الأنور والجبين الأزهر، وارض اللهم عن أصحابه أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر أصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين
وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا واصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم دمر اليهود وشتت شملهم. اللهم فرق جمعهم. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم اعلي كلمتك إلى يوم الدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. سوى اعتدلوا. Straighten the lines, fill the gaps, kindly switch off your cell phones. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان
الله. نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ب
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سبحان سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد وعلى وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وقراءتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتهليلنا وتسبيحنا وتضرعنا وتمم تقصيرنا ولا تضرب بها وجوهنا يوم القيامة إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولا وتجارة لن تبور يا نور النور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم شيخ